It's playoff time in the high school basketball scene here in Las Vegas. What we've been looking forward to here on Prep Sports Now. We're going to break all of that down today, get to our overlook of the brackets in both the Sunset and Sunrise region. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer, and we're here to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by the Zero Teen Fatalities Program. Zero may not be a good number for a basketball team, but it's the only acceptable number when it comes to teen fatalities on Nevada's roads. Be a zero, always buckle up, watch out for pedestrians, and don't drive distracted. Especially don't drive distracted when you're making your way out to Durango or Green Valley later this week for the semifinals and finals of the regions. That's Thursday and Friday, but we've got some good games on Wednesday to get us there. First of all, Brewer.
Yeah, the quarterfinal round, eight games, and they're... from the outside looking in, there doesn't appear to be many close games. But I tell you what, it's the playoffs. Anything can happen, especially with teams we expect to win going on the road. It could be some interesting results. I'll give you an example. Valley, the three seed, and the Northeast going to Coronado, hosting a home game, the Cougars. You would think that Valley would roll through Coronado, correct?
Yeah, I think that they beat them pretty easily earlier in the season. And we thought they're the better team all year, so yes.
We did. A tough cross for Valley to, you know, bear being on the road to open the playoffs. Basically, they've got the tough draw where they're going to have to beat a lot of good teams to make it all the way. And it's going to be a fun week, man.
Yeah, we've sung the praises of that Northeast division all year. Still think it's awfully good. Valley goes 7-3 in it, 21-6 overall, and still has to go on the road. So that is a tough one. Still, I think you got to favor the three Northeast teams with Vegas hosting Basic. They should win that game pretty easily. And Canyon having El Dorado. The only one where you'd probably look in the Southeast direction is Foothill Green Valley.
I actually think Foothill's going to cruise in that game. I saw them play while you were gone against Basic, and Foothill's very impressive the way they played. I definitely could see why they lost to Gorman earlier this year by just 2 points. I think it's clear-cut, no question about it, in the Sunrise. The quarters are going to be easy wins. Foothill, Canyon, Vegas, and a double-digit win by Valley, but it'll be tough to get there.
And that'll be the third meeting between Vegas and Valley this year, if that does happen. I believe they split the first two, I want to say.
They split. Could have been wrong about that. No. Vegas won both of them, didn't they?
Vegas wins both. Wow. No, Valley wins the first one 66-62 at home. Then they lost at Vegas by 7.
And they lost, and the game was pretty close, though, the whole way. That'll be a pretty good semifinal game. Is that the semis?
I think so, right?
No, because Foothill and Canyon couldn't end up playing. They're both the ones, right?
yeah, so never mind. Forget about that. It would be Canyon and Valley, who Valley played Canyon tough at least once.
The first time they played, Valley was up by 15 points maybe in the first quarter before they blew the lead. Listen, I've seen this tournament every game the last 3 years, and who knows what's going to happen, Case. You know, I saw – if you remember, the Green Valley team with Nugget a few years ago got hot at the right time and beat teams they had no business beating.
They may be only the three seed, right?
I think they were. And last year, Canyon, if you remember, was the three seed. They opened on the road at El Dorado, and then they got hot thanks to Jordan Baby Davis, took over all the way.
Here's the question, though. All those years, we kind of went into the Sunrise saying it was wide open, anything could happen. 1 year we legitimately thought 7 of the 8 teams could win. I don't know if that's necessarily the case this year. I think just about everyone's going to say 2 teams could win, but I think one team is the clear-cut favorite. We talked about the Northeast year time after time all year. Canyon Springs goes undefeated in the Northeast, 10-0. They're 21-4 on the year. I just think they have to be a big favorite here.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm pretty convinced the championship game is going to be Foothill versus Canyon Springs. I think it's going to be a good game. And Canyon is just so athletic in the backcourt with with the Davis brothers, with Shaq Carr. When they're on, they're on. They're going to be tough to beat. I actually think, and we'll talk about this next week if we get the semifinal matchup we want, but I think Canyon Gorman would be a good game.
Would that be the semifinal?
That would be the championship game.
Okay, you said if we get the semifinals. But it's possible. We've wanted to see Canyon Gorman for a long time. Interestingly enough, Canyon's only local losses this year are to Clark and Desert Pines, I think. Maybe one other team. Both lower level teams who met in the state championship last year.
And who are destined to meet again. However, I will tell you the Division 1A South Championship game, which will definitely be Clark against Desert Pines. Even though it's an 18 tournament, they're the class of that. The loser of that game could be in for some trouble because they got to play Elko then in the state semis.
And Elko's pretty good. They beat down a few local teams this year.
Yeah, they beat Green Valley, and they beat Vegas this year.
Yeah, so.
So they could play.
Not easy task at all, but still it's too bad we can't see Clark and DP mixing it up with the big boys up in the bigger level because it's pretty clear they're just a whole lot better than the rest of the local teams down in the D1A.
That's true. I'd love to see Clark Gorman. That'd be a good game.
Yeah, and when Clark played Gorman, two or three years ago, they were good games. I think Clark only lost by 10 in one of them and was right with them the whole time.
You were there, I think, right?
Yeah.
And they had Shabazz who went off. Gorman did. Listen, I know Gorman Case is the leader in the clubhouse, the favorites to win the state championship, but I don't know if they're head and shoulders the favorite this year as they've been in past years. I know Zimmerman, I know Jeter, they're two great players, five-star kids, D1 kids, could be in the league one day. But I think if one of those two guys gets in foul trouble, anything could happen. I really believe that. And I think Canyon with those three athletic guys on the wing are going to be more athletic than whoever Gorman has in its backcourt. And I think it could be a good game. Now, the problem is getting Canyon that far. I think Gorman's path is much easier.
Yeah, that's an interesting point because I'm not saying you're wrong. Could very well be right, and this is tougher than past years. But to me, I looked at it the opposite. I just think Gorman's going to march to the state championship. I don't think anyone's going to get in their way. I mean, this is a team that beat Findlay this year, has just been beating down every opponent that gets in their way. I mean, last year I think there was still some hope with the Centennial team that three times I think lost by single digits or barely not by single digits.
And I think that was the problem is that Centennial threw the kitchen sink at them and still lost. By the time they got to the fourth meeting, they had already known no matter how good they played, they didn't have a chance. Canyon hasn't had that yet this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I think you make some good points. It just before I came in here, and maybe you even swayed me, but before I came in here, I would have said the opposite. There's no way Gorman is losing. I still think there's no way Gorman's losing, but they also, another thing that's on your side of the argument, which you alluded to earlier, they did have that only 2-point win against Foothill, so I guess that shows they're human.
They are, and I think either Foothill, I believe Foothill beat Gorman in the summer, and then Canyon beat Foothill the next day in the summer. Not that that means anything.
No, but I think we agree that that's the game we'd like to see in the state championship, either Gorman Canyon or Gorman Foothill. Gorman, whoever's the best team in region.
Well, I'll tell you this. The North region is pretty weak this year, so the Sunrise and Sunset champion should have no problem getting to the state championship game.
Hasn't always worked out before, though. Just one game in basketball, a lot can happen, but I hope
you're
right.
I agree.
That's what we'd like to see. Any other thoughts? I think one thing that stood out to me, I hadn't seen the standings or the scores in a while, and three of the four leagues in the top division finished with a team that goes undefeated, Foothill, Gorman, and Canyon Springs. Arborview really close, but loses a game to Durango.
You were right
on
the
stretch.
That.
I was right. They finally lost one. They flirted a few times and overcame near disaster, but they lose to Durango in a close game, still 22-2, 9-1. That's pretty good. Durango finishing the year hot, 7-3 in league play. You kind of got to watch out for them here in the early going.
Yeah, I think Alex Arias has really become a force on the inside for Durango. Combining with Daryl Gaynor, they've gotten hot at the right time, and now all of a sudden they're going to be a tough out. Arborview, a little disappointed. They kind of took their foot off the pedal a little bit there. down the stretch. I'm interested to see how they play in the playoffs. I'd like to see an Arborview-Gorman Sunset Championship game.
Yeah, I think that's still got to be the favorite. I don't think necessarily it's going to happen, but I think those teams are going to be favored in all of those games. I'm really looking forward to, and not to repeat myself from the picks, but I think Arborview should have no problem with Legacy. I can't even believe Legacy's in the playoffs, but that's just the way it's set up right now. There's going to be some teams that aren't necessarily deserving every year. I think they should crush Legacy, and I don't think Centennial's going to have any problem with Palo. I think that Arborview-Centennial rematch could be awfully interesting.
I agree. It's going to be awfully interesting. The first one went back and forth, and Centennial's a team that's got a great player in Troy Brown, the freshman, but Khalil Thompson's battle-tested. Eddie Davis is battle-tested. You keep Davis on the court, he could definitely hit the outside shots. He could play well on the inside. But I think still the game of the week has got to be Clark DP.
Yeah, still. I think
no doubt about
fair.
It.
We want to get to the picks.
Pick them away.
All right, Palo Verde at Centennial. We already hinted at this. I don't really think it's going to be close, even though Palo's done some good things, finished with a winning record in league. I think Centennial wins big.
Yeah, I agree. I think Centennial wins. I just think the whole Palo-Centennial rivalry might keep the game close, the fact that it's a playoff game as well. I don't see it by as wide of a margin as you do, but I do have Centennial winning.
All right, Green Valley at Foothill.
Listen, Foothill, I think, is head and shoulders better than Green Valley. Not even going to be close.
I think it's going to be a close game. I got a feeling. Green Valley, I think, will rise to the occasion a little bit. They always seem to play Foothill tough. I think Foothill may have been one of their casualties the year we just talked about, where they were the three coming in and made it to the championship game. I know it's totally different personnel from then, but I still think Green Valley has some players. I think they play well against these Henderson teams, and I don't necessarily think Foothill's going to be all that jazzed up about playing them. They played earlier in the year, and it was a really close game. I know that the teams have changed a lot since then, but if Green Valley can guard the perimeter a little bit and make Foothill miss, I think they're going to hang in the game, but Foothill ultimately wins.
I agree with you. When I saw Foothill play against Basic, they got a lot of baskets in transition. They were really pushing the ball up the court. They showed to me that they're more than just an outside shooting team. I'd like to see a close game. I just don't see it.
All right. Well, we'll have to see about that one. Next one, Valley at Coronado. We both already hinted we like Valley. They should win here, but Coronado, not a walkover.
I think this one's pretty cut and dry. I think all the quarterfinal matchups are cut and dry in that league. Coronado could put up a fight. I don't see it happening.
All right. I've got Valley, too. Next game is Legacy at Arborview. Arborview was going to win big, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I think Arborview finally has a game to play of meaning. They turn it up.
All right. The most interesting game, I think, in the big division first round, Cimarron Memorial at Durango. Two teams that have been solid, not spectacular, though, all season. Durango gets to play at home, which I think is a big thing for them. They're obviously playing well right now, having beat Arborview, I think, just last week. Cimarron Memorial's been more up and down, but it's really shown some flashes to be a good team throughout the year.
I agree with you. I was actually real high on Cimarron about 2 weeks ago. They cost me a few picks, actually. I'm going with the hot hand. I can't say no to a Durango team that is scoring like it is. Beat Arborview, like you already mentioned. I think Durango wins this game. But game of Wednesday, the best game of their quarters.
Yeah, I agree. It's the game of Wednesday. And, I mean, it's tough. If you look at what's happened in the recent going, you can't go against Durango, really. They beat Arborview. They just destroyed Palo Verde, scoring a lot of points. And Cimarron, meanwhile, seems like they're stumbling down the stretch. They had to pull out a really close win against Bonanza, who's not very good. Had to pull out a close win against Legacy. Got destroyed by Gorman and lost to Desert Oasis. So in the last 2 weeks, you can't like what you've seen from Cimarron. But I think if you look at this season as a whole, I'm still thinking Cimarron is just as good, if not better, than Durango. There's got to be an upset somewhere. So why not Cimarron?
I agree. I think there's going to be an upset. I just don't know where it's going to be. Sure, the odds are probably in your favor that this would be the game. So we'll see Wednesday. It's going to be fun.
All right, Basic at Las Vegas. I don't see the upset here. I think Las Vegas is a little too much for Basic. Going to be really interesting to see how Vegas plays in the semifinals, though. And correction, it will not be Valley. As I said earlier, it'll be the winner of Foothill Green Valley. That could be a really interesting game, but I don't think this one will be.
I don't think so either. To Basic's credit, the first half against Foothill, they led by 8 at halftime. And I thought they actually had a chance, and they were just so bad in the second half. I agree, Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas all the way for us on that one. Next game we have is Canyon Springs hosting El Dorado.
Yeah, I think Canyon Springs is on a mission. Senior year for Shaq Carr and company.
Yeah, they shouldn't have any problem here. We were wondering who was going to pull out that 4 in the Southeast, and ended up being El Dorado. I don't think it mattered who it was going to be. Canyon Springs, undefeated Northeast, and I think they're going to be undefeated in the playoffs going into next week, too. I think they're going to win the region.
All right. I can't wait for the Foothill game.
All right.
You'll see my pick then.
You can't pick the winner of the region even?
I'm waiting.
Wow, this is a first.
Usually I like Foothill.
Usually we fill out the whole bracket on this edition.
I know. I like Foothill, but
we'll have to see.
Yep.
What about the other region? Can you say you're picking in that
one? I'm going to go Gorman, out on a limb.
All right, I'm going Gorman too. They are hosting Sierra Vista as the final game of the picks. I think the only question is how much Gorman wins by.
I agree.
All right, so Gorman for all of us. Only game we disagree on is I've got Cimarron, you've got Durango. Make sure you check back this week. We're going to be covering all the playoff games on LasVegasSun.com. Have stories on everything that goes down, and we're going to update the picks every day with the new games. Hopefully we'll disagree a little bit more. These games should get better as we get further into it. For Ray Brewer, I'm Case Kiefer. Make sure you check us out next week here on Prep Sports Now.